USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In an address from the White House, President Trump laid out his conditions for reopening the government.
I am here today to break the logjam and provide Congress with a path forward to end the government shutdown.
He said in an effort to break the logjam, he's offering Democrats
3 years of legislative relief for 700,000 DACA recipients brought here unlawfully by their parents at a young age.
That, plus a 3-year extension of status for those here from disaster-stricken countries. Democrats maintain they're willing to spend billions of dollars on technology that would prevent smuggling through checkpoints, and they want a permanent solution for the DACA program. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calls the proposal a fair compromise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air, things to look forward to, and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad, click it, and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
The White House has announced a second summit with North Korea. The president and Kim Jong-un are aiming to meet sometime at the end of February. The North Korean leader has been trying to stay in touch with Mr. Trump by writing letters. Over the past year, Kim has sent 6 letters to the president in an effort to build and maintain a personal relationship with him. Officials from both countries are holding off when it comes to marking the actual date of the summit in February in case they need to delay the meeting. BuzzFeed is defending its story suggesting the president told Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about a proposed Trump Tower in Moscow. On Friday, a spokesperson for Special Counsel Robert Mueller disputed the report. At least 21 people are dead after a gas pipeline exploded in Mexico. Someone drilled an illegal tap to steal fuel. Dozens more were injured in the blast. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Pentagon has identified 3 of the 4 Americans killed in a suicide bomb attack claimed by the Islamic State in Syria this week. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Those who have been identified as having been killed in the attack, 37-year-old Army Chief Warrant Officer Jonathan Farmer of Boynton Beach, Florida, but based at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, 35-year-old Navy Chief Cryptologic Technician Shannon Kent of upstate New York, but based at Fort Meade, Maryland, and a civilian, Scott Wirtz from St. Louis, Missouri. Those and a 4th person, a civilian who's not been identified yet, were killed in the suicide bombing in a northern Syrian town on Wednesday, which also wounded 3 U.S. troops. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A former Chicago cop who shot a teenager 16 times gets a lighter than expected sentence. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke sentenced to 6 3/4 years in prison in the fatal shooting of black teenager Laquan McDonald. Attorneys made their closing statements Friday, with special prosecutor Joseph McMahon saying Van Dyke should be sentenced like any other offender convicted of second-degree murder and 16 counts of aggravated battery.
He should be and must be held to the same standard and face the same consequences for his horrific, devastating conduct.
Van Dyke could be out in less than 3.5 years with good behavior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.